Blog Talk Radio.
Sister Delta, and Sister Delta, I thank you for coming to our show tonight, and I want to tell you, Delta Finance, this is 2022, if you're trying to buy a home, you're trying to do something with your finance, or trying to retire, trying to get your money, call Sister Delta Walker. Tell her Bishop Turner told you to call her, and call her and listen to what she has to say to you.
One and Bishop, thank you for having me on. And I want to just give a quick overview of what we do here at Atlas Financial. Atlas Financial is a holistic financial services firm, and we help individuals right where they are to get to the level that they are looking to achieve. Bishop, you asked, what are the talking points, or what does a person need to do that is looking to prepare for the level?
Yes.
And the first step that I would recommend is that you sit with the financial advisor. You need to plan your future. Don't retire and then go to a financial advisor, because the advisor may share with you the things that you need to do prior to retirement. So if you have any questions or any concerns, please reach out to Atlas Financial at 219-513-3710. We are here to help you to plan your future and to build your legacy.
I want to ask, how can you help people that's trying to go into business or to change their plan or move their money to something more stronger?
The recommendation I would have first and foremost is, once again, you need to sit with a financial advisor. We need to look at your strategy, look at your budget, look at what is going on financially, look at your business plan to see what's your game plan, what do you plan to reposition yourself into the entrepreneurial market, if you plan on working at your day job as well as doing the entrepreneurial piece. So there are a few different combinations, but first and foremost, my recommendation would be for you to sit with a financial advisor. And I ask again that you reach out to Atlas Financial so we can help you in that process. And that number is
I agree Sister Delta is the woman to call to see. And Sister Delta told you to get her, she gave the number. And I want you to call Delta and see what you can do financially. Gonna start a new business, trying to get involved. And Mary Hawk, you might call her and see how your plan will go. Sometimes y'all think y'all ain't got enough money. You think you got to have a lot of money. You don't have no lots of money. You need to know somebody that knows somebody to know to call. And it's money available through the federal government. So you need to know how to get in contact with some people that can help you in your financial claim. Tonight, it's Bible class night tonight, and I want to talk about Dr. Martin Luther King. His birthday will be Saturday. I'm having a coffee sip at the Hilton, and we might do a virtual on YouTube or somebody that we're going to do that. But I want to say to you tonight, I want to say this in honor of Dr. King and Sister Delta doing just what Dr. King told black people to do, set up your business, try to be able to do something to help somebody else. And that's what Sister Delta is doing, and I want you to get involved. And I want to say to you, Sister Delta, don't stop doing what you're doing. You know, blacks are kind of slow. What I mean slow, Mary, they wait to the last minute to go into business, and all when they get ready, everything, the people them took everything, so you got to start from scratch. Have a lot of people trying to get in business. It's hard. And some of them got the PP loans. They didn't do nothing with it. So, them that got some PP loans, didn't do nothing with it, it's coming up again. But I'm telling you tonight, be able to get ready to go into your own business and be able to create a climate where you can at least help somebody. I'm praying for you tonight, and I have a scripture that the Spirit gave me, and I have put it down. I got to go back over it. All is well. I'm going to say that tonight. All is well. Sometimes we have to go to the Creator. And we have to go to God and tell God. This is divine healing this month, this year. I said divine healing. Regina, I got a letter on the way to you whenever you get there. Mary got her letter. And I want to talk about divine healing tonight. Divine healing. God is a healer to deliver you when you need healing. Don't wait till the last minute. Whatever you need, God got what you need and God got what you want. I want to talk about divine healing tonight in a way where you might be able to break out. You're going to break through. I said divine healing tonight. That you have to be able to understand that God is a healer. And the angel Raphael was sent, the healing angel. Right now we're under the spirit of Abaddon, which is death angel, killing and murder and all this stuff that's going on. It's no accident people acting like they're acting. They got something going on with their body, mind, soul, and spirit. We have to get ready. I want to say this tonight. All things are possible for those who believe. Luke 18:24. You need to say all things are possible for those who believe. I'm praying for the Gibson family. I'm praying for those who lost loved ones. And peace to you and you. There's no sorrow on earth to heaven cannot heal. And I'm praying for the Gatlin family. Dr. Gatlin did so much for so many people, so many preachers, and he's gone on. He's ancestor. Sister Diane Gibson, she's ancestor so early. And we are praying that there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. I'm praying for your healing tonight and your deliverance. I don't thank you, Sister Delta, for bringing what you brought to us tonight. I want to say this tonight. All things are possible for those that believe in God. When you believe in God, all things are possible. And he'll give you the rest that you need to go to the next level. God will give you the rest. You're all tied up. Tonight, read St. Matthew 11, 28 through verse 30. God will give you the rest that you need, the deliverance. I'm going to pray tonight for some of you that got so much going on. I had about five people call. They lost loved ones that are in the hospital. I decree tonight a healing by the Almighty God. I decree tonight a deliverance that God can do it. Walking by faith. Father God, we come tonight. God, we ask you to touch every man, every boy, every woman, every girl. God, ask for that healing right now. Bless that family right now that's going through. Bless that man, that woman that's going through. Somebody lost their daddy. Somebody lost their mother. Somebody lost their child. But the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, I call on you tonight. Ashe, reach out and touch right now. God, I know that you're able to touch right now. God, we ask you to touch every boy, every woman, every man. Lord, we know that you're able. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I decree healing in your home. I decree a breakthrough in your house, in your bedroom. Peace. I want to invoke the angel Raphael, Babiel, Hemiel, and Michael, archangel to go to bring peace in your mind, in your body. I'm praying for Sister Kim, who lost her mother-in-law. Sister Kim, there's no sorrow on earth that ever cannot heal. I'm praying for Sister Diane Gibson family down in Mississippi. I tell her family, there's no sorrow on earth that ever cannot heal. I know the spirit of Mother Gibson standing there. Spirit of Aunt Jane, all of them standing around you, Diane. So you're going on. And I want to tell you, Brother Jerome, Brother Jerome told me that you was coming. I share. And I pick up him tonight. He's saying, Bishop, tell my daughter all is well. They ain't seen nothing yet. The big tree ain't fell yet. That's what Jerome said. I say. Maybe you know what he means, maybe you don't. I take him at his word, I say. Tonight we're getting ready for prayer. This is Bible class night. I want to talk about all things are possible with God. Turn your Bible to Mount St. Luke 18, start at verse 20, and go down to 27. All things are possible for those that believe. I want you to believe. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. I want you to believe tonight that God will deliver you and God will keep you and God will keep all the evil from you. Now, I want to tonight, as I talk about things that to be, things that are going to happen in 2025, men's going to the moon, ships going to the moon. We're talking about people dying by mass. And they're not keeping up with God. I'm praying for you, Sister Louise. Every letter, Sister Wayne, I'm praying for you tonight. Sherry, and praying for you, Sherry, up in St. Paul. Brother Dr. Christian, I'm praying for you in Detroit. Every letter, every telephone call is a blessing for you. And I would just want to say that tonight. And I want to give you this hint that it'll work. Now, I want to tell you this hint. If you got a need, you plant a seed. Somebody's saying, Bishop, I need a breakthrough. And I know you need a breakthrough, but you need to know how to get the breakthrough, how to let things work for you, how doors open up for you, where you might be able to get what you want. I'm praying tonight that God give you desires for your heart. I'm praying tonight that God will keep you in a special way. Somebody says special way. And God's going to keep you in a special way. And God keep you in a special way. He's going to work it out for you. I'm praying for you, Francis. because if that's a spirit somebody's sending them, you know, we're going to break that up. I see. And I want to thank you, Sister Delta, for what you said. I want to thank you for what you've done.
And our main objective is helping our clients get to the next level.
Thank you. So that was Sister Delta saying what she do and what she got going on. And Delta is in Sheffield, Indiana. And I like for Sister Delta to tell you, Sister Delta, out real, what's going on, Sister Delta?
Okay. Hello, everyone, and Bishop, thank you for having me on. And I want to just give a quick overview of what...
Let us know what's going on, Delta.
Atlanta Financial is a holistic financial services firm, and we help individuals right where they are to get to the level that they are looking to achieve. Bishop, you asked what are the talking points or what does a person need to do that is looking to prepare for retirement?
Yes.
And the first step that I would recommend is that you sit with a financial advisor. You need to plan out your retirement. Don't retire and then go to a financial advisor, because the advisor may share with you there are a few things that you need to do prior to retirement. So if you have any questions or any concerns, please reach out to Atlas Financial at 219-513-3710. We are here to help you to plan your future and to build your legacy.
How can you help people that's trying to go into business or to change their plan or move their money to something more stronger?
The recommendation that I would have first and foremost is, one, again, you need to sit with a financial advisor. We need to look at your strategy, look at your budget, look at what is going on financially, look at your business plan to see what's your game plan, what is your plan to reposition yourself into the entrepreneurial market, if you plan on working at your day job or going through the entrepreneurial team. So there are a few different combinations, but first and foremost, my recommendation would be to sit with a financial advisor. And I ask, again, reach out to Atlas Financial so we can help with that process.
Thank you, Sister Delta, for that. That's Sister Delta in Sheffield, Indiana. Sister Delta is a financial guru, and I ask people, if you're going to buy a house or you're going to get retired, call Delta, or Delta can give you a financial breakdown of what you need to do. But tonight, God brought us together one more time. I'm praying for so many people sick in Arkansas, so many people in Mississippi. I got a call from Little Rock. I had a call from Jackson. Tell you this, him. All things are possible for those that believe. St. Luke 18:27, it's possible for God to open up a door, and the angels of God is working. Michael, Raphael, Bobbiel, I want you to get ready tonight for God to open up a door for you. Get ready for it. God will answer prayer. Mother Francis down in Algeria, Louisiana, I'm praying for you. All family lost loved ones, there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. God has brought us together one more time. If it's on TV, if it's on internet, if it's on radio, on YouTube, blog talk, if it's on your telephone, God brought us together for a miracle healing, for deliverance, for knowledge and wisdom.
Thank you.
One more time.
Man in the world, Massachusetts, he's black.
And whatever you need, God got what you need, God got what you want. I'm glad to have Bright Star in the room, and also Dr. Barber in the room. And they come to you. I want them to have something.
Where we at Bright Star?
River
Falls, Wisconsin, one block from 1 mile from St. Paul's. And this is Saturday, the what? Today. November the 7th, right here in River Falls. And where we Dr. Ellis, all the way from Houston, Texas. Dr. Ellis from Houston, Texas. And Bright Star, River Falls. I want to know that there are other people here that are listening in Texas, Arkansas. This is Bishop Turner's Blog Talk Radio. He's dying here tonight. And I talked to him a bunch of times and tell him I want to see how he writes a book together. Just let people know how to effectively stay healed and delivered. Dr. Ellis, I'm going to ask you first. And then you just tell me what you expect to be in Bright Star. I'm going to ask you. Yeah, what do you think about this is my year tonight? What do you think? What do you think we need to show? I mean, the human race right now is going through. I will say this. I've seen some of the kids that are it's a million things. Their bodies need cleansed. And I don't know what y'all think about the cleansing of the body. Okay, Christ, I give you a prayer.
Well, I mean, right next to the University of Rick Falls here. My number is 715-51.
What is your office address?
My office hours is
8. Dr. Ellen Hill, your address and your number, your office hours now. and cataracts possibly eliminated children. Y'all immediately need to go to the room, okay? Now, I want to ask you a question. What is the sense of the people that are listening tonight on the radio and Blog Talk Radio?
What I'd like to do this day is to encourage each and every one person to find out more information about holding their hair and how to keep their body. They can contact Barbara out in Houston, Texas. I think they call me. Research. Don't take our word for it. You can see more information. So they're to find out.
Of course, Barbara and her stuff. What if somebody wants to join and learn? What is the point? If you've got a class, if the lady called business, I want to learn. I want to learn from this. I feel twice power. I feel that Dr. Bob is the best in America. What if I got to be all the time? We want a class. I learn how to speak about the people. What we all say.
Oh, Thank you.